Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Pep Talk, your get-up-and-go fix of the day. Sharky Zartman here, and I'm excited to have Dr. Penelope Zugros back on the show. Dr. Zugros is a financial planner, author, national speaker, and the founder of Wealthy Choices. Now, she obtained her master's degree from Harvard, her doctorate from the University of Toronto, and served as a professor of English literature at Northeastern University. Her desire is to demystify money matters, so I'm so excited to get to talk to her today, so that people can do better with their assets. And that has inspired her to produce radio and TV shows, write 2 online courses, and 3 books, including her latest, Your Home Sweet Home, How to Decide Whether You Should Stay or Move in Retirement. And today she will discuss how to create calm and certainty during these challenging times, how to be financially successful, and also how to decide whether or not you should stay in your home when you retire. So welcome back, Penelope.
Thank you so much, Sharky. Delighted to be with you, and congratulations on Win at Aging coming out in September. Bravo.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Yeah, we all want to win, that's for sure. Simple title. Yeah, let's win. Now, as you know, I had you on the show last year, but as we talked about, it seems that everything has changed since then. And I've recently been asking all my guests what their suggestions are for helping us cope during these difficult times with the pandemic, social unrest, and now the upcoming election. So I would love to hear your insights as to how we can create calm and certainty right now. Please share some with us.
Well, what I have found that works for people is that we have this running thing in our head that goes around and around and around, and we have a worry, and it keeps cycling and cycling.
Right.
So one of the ways to cope with that is to force yourself to write down what you're thinking. And write down, not just put in a tape recorder, but write down so that what you do is you localize it and you say, oh, that's the thing that keeps coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And if it keeps coming up enough times, maybe what you start saying is, oh, maybe I can get some help with figuring out an answer to that.
Ah, okay.
So that's one of the very simple strategies that we can always do to calm ourselves, because once you do that, it's like having an opportunity to talk to a really good friend or a therapist where you get it out. You finally
right.
say it to someone that can say it back to you. So that's what the writing does.
Okay. All right.
And then in addition to that is to be thinking about the highlights of the day. What was good about the day?
Right.
What makes you feel safe? Who makes you feel safe? And then what routines make you feel like life is normal? I know for some people it would not be baking and cooking. But for me, when I get really stressed, I go into the kitchen and I start making things.
Okay.
Because then at least there's something at the end of it.
Right. Right. I like that. Looking for the good instead of what's wrong all around us, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's enough wrong. My goodness.
I know. Well, one of the things that, you know, people are really, well, it feels like people are really fearful right now and also angry. And financial concerns are obviously paramount right now for many of us. And I know you are great for demystifying money matters. So how can we make some money during these times now? Help.
Well, I do agree with you. It is something that needs people to concentrate on. So clearly, the first things you have to do when your risk of losing your job or cutting back hours is know really what your must expenses are. And that means everything. It's not just the rent or the mortgage. It's the utilities. It's everything. Write it down. Again, your best friend is a piece of paper and a pencil. Just write it down and say, okay, if I have at least this, I can manage. Okay. Then you say, oops, I'm short. What do you do when you're short? One, you think about what can you sell. And I know that all those selling systems, a friend of ours just had to go into a nursing home and we had to sell off things, and we used something called Let Go, fascinating name.
Oh,
and
okay.
We're able to raise some money for him that way. Think about, can you rent out a room, a parking space? Is there something you can do as a small business? Can you take someone shopping who's not as physically able as you, and just charge them for gas or charge them a tiny bit of money so that you get some use of maybe a car that you have, and you do something like that, and you're helping someone else. So you think about, what is the absolute money I need, and then if there's a gap, what are the things I can do to fill that gap?
Okay.
Now, to go to the financial planning side of it and say, can I make more money on my money invested? Yes, there are things, but it may take a little homework on your side. You may have to have someone explain to you why this thing could work, and it's not so frightening just because you haven't heard of it. It's not frightening. It's possible.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So in terms of the best investments at this time, it seems like people are, most of us are beginners. And I know you're an expert. So are there any investments that are especially good at this time that we should be aware of?
One of the things that I think anyone can research, and again, I don't know the expertise of the people listening, but if we just think about where are we because of what's been happening with the Fed putting more money into the system, we see that the stock market has gone up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things you could do, if you have some comfort with taking a little bit of risk, is to investigate on the internet stocks with dividends, because it's possible that those dividends are offering you extra income.
Okay.
And that would be a simple place to start.
Okay.
What I have written is, as you mentioned, an online course called Will I Run Out of Money? Help!
Yeah.
In that course, which is free.
Oh, it's free.
It's a gift from me to people because of the circumstances we're in. So in that, I detail a little bit more about how to go about looking at these kinds of stocks. And there are things called aristocrats and things called kings. Now, I know that sounds pretty snobby, but these are stocks, companies, that have been able to give a dividend for either 25 years in the case of aristocrats or 50 years in the case of the kings. Now, that's not foolproof, Sharky, but it does give you a place to look if you're trying to do that, if you had the risk tolerance for owning a stock. Now, of course, you need to learn more, but it's a place of hope where you can say, here is something I can do.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a good place to start. So thank you for that. But you also talk about job insecurities, and I think I told you my friend who was head of a company at a well-known corporation was laid off suddenly. And You know, and she was in shock. She's in her 50s. She's not ready to retire. And so how can someone like her start over, especially in her 50s?
That's a really tough one. And you're right. There are a lot of people who are going to be subject to that. So think about what you would say to a student at college who's getting a first job. There's some sort of search engine that you use to say, how do my skills work in this world? How can I transfer them to something else? Remember many, many years ago, what color is my parachute? That kind of thinking was saying, what are your skills? How do you reposition them?
Right.
Well, that's what we're looking at now. This lady that you mentioned is accomplished, clearly.
Right.
Lots of skills.
Right.
So the question is, who needs those skills now? Who can pay for them? And that is something that takes a little brainstorming. It may be a matter of pulling a few friends together on a Zoom meeting, or if you have the luxury of a large enough yard where you can be 6 feet apart, sitting in and talking, just brainstorming how to do that. We can't do it all ourselves because we're frightened at that point. And part of being frightened shuts down the creative imagination, right?
Right.
So what she needs to do is reach out to people who can say, look, I see this in you, or I've known you all these years and you've done this and you've done that. That person helps you restore yourself, your self-confidence, and also point out what you've been doing. Because you've been doing it, you're not conscious of it.
Right, right. Would you recommend redoing a resume? Having
sure.
it professionally
I think,
done? Yeah.
I think what you're saying, Sharky, is right, that what you're doing is saying, of the skills I have, these are the ones I want to present now.
Okay.
This is how I can back up that I have these skills. So you're not lying. You're simply repositioning it and trying to think of the audience, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the audience of the new person that you're trying to appeal to. And there are a lot more search engines, aren't there, today for job searching that a person can get some help.
Okay. And also, what about technology? There are some people in, you know, my age and younger and older who have not kept up with technology and have just been doing the same thing for many, many years. It didn't really require these skills. And so I would think that somebody like my friend would also want to learn a little bit more technology, because most places you need to have those skills, right?
It depends what kind of job you're going for. You're right. The more skills you have, the better. But again, the hopeful thing is that there are so many courses, many free things on the internet that she could learn. There may be some community colleges that have virtual learning that she might do it that way. But there are people, and again, there may be a friend of hers who is willing to be paid something for training her that would get her moving ahead more quickly, because each of us has our own deficits and stumbling blocks when we're learning, and having a coach there right beside you helps and gets going faster, I think.
Right. So you can't be afraid to ask for help is what you're saying, basically, right?
Yeah, Sharky, that's hard for a proud person who's embarrassed.
Right.
And she shouldn't be. She didn't do anything wrong.
I know.
It's an economy. It's not her.
Yeah.
So somehow she's got to remember how valuable she is to her community and just see where else she can fit in.
Right, right. Well, good. Well, she's listening. So, okay, Joyce, you heard the expert. All right. And most of us have spent a lot of time at home because of the pandemic. Now, some people like their house more, and others just notice everything wrong with it. Now, I know you advise people on whether or not they should stay home in their home in retirement, but I think a lot of people are trying to deal with that right now. So, because they've been there for so long, right?
So, right, right.
So what are some tips you can share? And I know your new book is all about that, but I think it's not just retirement anymore. It's, you know, there are a lot of other forces out there that are making us rethink whether we should stay or go.
You're right. And a number of the things I keep hearing on the news, people having to stay at home, work from the people who are fortunate enough, shall I say,
right,
who can work from home, and their children are being virtually educated at home, and they have to do all the cooking because they can't go out to a restaurant.
Exactly.
The house is really crowded, so a lot of people are moving to bigger spaces. That's one easy solution if that's affordable for you.
Right.
But then it is a matter of thinking about systems in the house of how do you allocate the space so it works for everybody. And then you start saying, okay, if this is not suiting me now, what changes would I have to make near term,
mm-hmm,
and then say within the year to make the house hospitable to all the needs that we have? When you start, again, writing it down and itemizing it and finding out how much would it cost, be very, very specific about what really would make a difference. Do you just need more bookcases to get rid of the clutter? Do you need to create a desk in a different place so the child who's doing this virtual learning is separated from the child who's doing a different lesson?
Right.
So it is, I think, goes back to what I originally said. When we get flustered and we feel anxiety and everything's going wrong, and you're right, so much is going wrong,
mm-hmm,
the most calming and best thing to do is to say, what specifically is wrong? What specifically can I do as a first step, a second step? I know it's not exciting to do that, but it works.
Yeah, yeah. Well, sometimes the simple things are the most powerful, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think if you were training somebody as an athlete, what would you start with? You wouldn't start with the most difficult thing, right? You'd start with some sort of universal exercises,
mm-hmm, that they can accomplish, right? That they can do. Yes, I get that. Just a little side note, my daughter is working from home, and both of her kids, she thought they were going to go back to school, but now they are also doing online. So she's got to have two computers that work for her kids, and then one that she has to work from home. And it's just really overwhelming for her. She's a case manager, and yet she's got to help her kids with her. I mean, it's almost too much. And so, yeah, I don't know how these parents are doing it. And so,
one of the things I've heard in this area, I don't know if it's popular in yours, is a couple of families, parents getting together and hiring a teacher.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that is a very smart thing to do. And actually, my son-in-law teaches physical education, and he has some parents that want to hire him to teach their kids, you know, after they've done their online classes, just to get them outside and to get them. So there are some opportunities. So he's going to do it. I mean, you know, so. Anyway, yeah, sometimes some opportunities arise out of, you know, times like this. And so,
right. We just have to be open to change and to say, okay, things are not what they were, but how do we make them better than they are?
Right, right. Well, another thing that we're seeing now in this area, there was renter protection, but now that is running out. And obviously, a lot of people have been laid off. They've lost their jobs. They went on, on welfare, but some of them are not getting their checks, and they can't pay the rent. And so they're going to be, and it's coming up. It's coming up, you know. I mean, next month is pretty much when this rent protection, you know, is no longer there to protect them. And so, I don't know if you know of anybody in that situation, but, you know, if you did or if you do, what advice would you have for them?
Yeah, that's wicked hard. And, again, how do you raise that much money when you have no work?
Right.
It's one thing to do the gap, which is what we were talking about earlier.
Right.
But when you have to do the whole thing, well, now you're stuck in a situation of how many families can live in one space.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got COVID. so you can't do that either.
Right.
Because you need to have some social distance. So I think all we can do is appeal to our congresspeople and try to get them to wake up and try to get them to move forward. So I think you just have to make phone calls, you have to write letters, you have to complain to those people who have let us down and say, excuse me, no, these things really have been sitting in front of you since March or May and you haven't done anything. What's going on here? So I think there's a way in which maybe, Sharky, the best thing about all this is it's reminding us as citizens we have responsibilities, not just rights.
Right.
And that maybe we start getting active and saying, okay, let me speak up here. Let me do something for myself as a citizen.
Right, right. Well, one thing that I would suggest to people in this situation is to ask for help. There are probably family members and friends that can offer temporary housing until they get back on their feet. But too many people are too proud to ask. So, but yeah, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, I want to talk to you about what it means to age in place, especially now. Okay? Are you ready to go there?
Okay.
Okay. We'll be back with more Pep Talk and Dr. Zugros right after this.
You don't have to be a couch potato when it comes to aging. Now you can take on aging as a sport with Sharky Zartman's new book called, wait for it, Take on Aging as a Sport. Read the book, connect with your inner athletes, make a game plan, discover little-known facts and methods to overcome aging, and discover how to take charge of your health and aging in a positive way. Get your copy of Take on Aging as a Sport by Sharky Zartman at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit agingasasport.com.
I'm William Shatner, and this is Jimmy. Animals like Jimmy are often left behind by people fleeing hurricanes, fires, floods, and earthquakes. These abandoned animals cannot survive on their own. If you must evacuate your home, please never leave an animal behind. If you absolutely cannot take your animal with you, never leave him helplessly chained or caged. Many animals die because they cannot escape fires or rising waters. Animals need your help. Thank you.
Call PETA today, 757-622-PETA.
These shoes are made for walking, jumping, running, and just plain style. Over 32,000 styles. Skechers, an award-winning global leader in lifestyle footwear. And now you can get Skechers without walking, jumping, or running. You can get them by clicking. Scroll down HealthyLife.net homepage and click. You can check out Skechers, high-quality shoes in styles for men, women, and children. So get in style. Get Skechers today and start walking, running, jumping, and strutting in style.
With a little shark sense, you can improve your life. Shark Sense, a new book by Sharky Zartman, is a book that can teach you survival instincts. It pumps you up to live your life fully, regardless of what life dishes out. Shark Sense, a fast read with tested principles right from the shark's survival traits. You can do anything. Tap into your inner shark and get your copy of Shark Sense right now. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and at sharksense.org. South Bay Saturdays, catch the best of 7, the best of the HealthyLife.net news at 7, 1 p.m. Pacific Time Saturdays, only on HealthyLife.net Radio.
We are back with more Pep Talk. And I'm here with Dr. Zugros, who is a financial planner, author, and the founder of Wealthy Choices. And boy, we've been talking a lot about financial success and about, you know, just everything about how to stay helping us cope with these difficult times. So I really appreciate you, Penelope. Welcome back.
Thank you for the opportunity to talk with you.
Yeah, well, you know, when we left, we were talking about people being forced out of their homes, and you gave us some great advice about that. But also, most of us want to age in place, especially now with the pandemic affecting assisted living centers and nursing facilities. And so this is not only a concern for older people, but also their families. And so what advice do you have for us now?
Certainly age in place, though it's a funny phrase that people have caught on, because age is the major thing that's purporting. I like to simply think about if you were to retire in your home for your full retirement. But age in place seems to be a good idea if you have the support network around you. So if you can go and get government services, and there are a lot of government services, and what you should be doing is talking with your Social Security offices or all the senior elder care facilities around you to find out what the other services are that you might be eligible for.
Right.
So you bring in those services, that will help you stay in that place. Now, the harder thing is the physical body, not only your physical body, but the physical body of the house. So if the house needs adapting, can you afford to do it? Can you put in ramps? Can you put in a chairlift? Can you do the things that make it possible, if your body starts being difficult, for you to stay there? Are there any government agencies that will help? Are there any loans? Are there any ways that you can do that? So it becomes physically, can you stay there? And then from your point of view, and that's one of the questions I have from your expertise, when the body gets difficult, or arthritis or macular degeneration or any number of other things, how do you get someone past the physical issues to be able to stay in place?
Right, right. Well, there's a lot to consider then. So
Yeah, because that becomes the other thing. Now, aging in place is fine if you can afford it. So the mistakes that people make is they don't know how much the house costs, not just the operating costs, the maintaining costs.
Right.
And what happens to many older folks is they don't maintain the house anymore.
Right.
They operate it, they pay the gas, the electric, whatever else, but they don't maintain the property. So now what's happening is it's deteriorating while they're staying there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the best choice?
Mm-hmm.
When you said it's a worry to go to a facility, well, you know what? Those facilities may be kept cleaner than your own house is, because
right,
they've got a staff that is wiping that down every day, every minute. They're really focusing on that. I mentioned earlier a friend who had to go to assisted living just recently during the COVID period here in Boston, and they have not had one incident of COVID in that place because they have been so diligent.
Wow.
Now, he may not have had this as good a time had he not gone there. So not to be afraid just because you're saying, I'm going to go to assisted living or independent living. It could be better for you.
Right. What about the family being able to visit them when they're in an assisted living place? I know they have restrictions because of COVID.
Yes. So, we are allowed to go see him on his birthday for half an hour. So eat the cake fast.
Oh, jeez.
But at least we're seeing him. We're seeing him outdoors on the terrace. So in this area of Boston, we're able to do that. In facilities where the pandemic is worse and they can't even do that, yes, I agree with you. That is painful. But then look at what families are doing. They aren't even visiting each other when they are at home,
right,
because they're so afraid that the younger people might bring something to the grandparents. So are they really any better off? Well, they can still stand at the edge of the lawn and wave to Grandma and Grandpa.
Right.
That's hardly hugging.
Right, I know. Well, the technology is helping out with this. When we couldn't go see our grandkids or our kids, we stayed in contact with FaceTime and with Party House and with Zoom. And even though it wasn't perfect, it was better than nothing. And I'm hoping that a lot of these places are up with the technology so that their residents can see their families, even if it's just virtual.
Yes, I think they are, and I think there's a lot of people who are getting that kind of training, and people who there's an organization called SeniorPlanet.org that has a real emphasis in trying to get people up with technology. It's for seniors specifically as part of their mandate.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. I'm glad that there are some places that, like you say, are, you know, actually really safe because they take the precautions. So thank you for mentioning that. You say that retirees typically make three avoidable mistakes. Okay. So what are they?
Well, what they are doing that they shouldn't be doing is estimating. They're estimating, oh, my money is going to make this much money. They're estimating my house costs this much. Oh, I don't really spend that much a month. Well, I just had someone do a financial plan, and she gave me numbers, and there were all kinds of things missing.
Uh-huh.
She was not gifting anyone. She never bought a stamp. She never mailed a package.
Oh.
She never got the dog a license. Nothing. So people guess at, because, again, they don't discipline themselves to say, no, I really have to look at my checkbook and my bank account for the last half year or year and really see where's money going.
Okay.
And if you don't do that, that's a huge mistake. You don't know the cost of running your house. You don't know the cost of running your life.
Right.
And you don't know what your money can make for you.
Okay.
That's a disaster.
Okay. All right. And so what else?
So those are all easily correctable. At least you can get the information. Once you have that information in front of you, you can start doing the course correction and simply say, okay, I see this is a problem here. Yeah, really, I can cut back on this. Or, yes, I can find out how, as you said earlier, how do I invest my money better so that I can have a little bit more freedom in my budget. Well, yes, it's all doable, but you have to put some energy into it. You can't
right.
just get frightened
right.
and run away from it.
Right. So, all right. Well, we covered a lot of territory there, and we're going to take another short break. But when we come back, I want to know what the seven competencies are of financial success. I want to see how many I have, if any, okay?
They're all doable, I assure you.
Okay, we'll be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
You don't have to be a couch potato when it comes to aging. Now you can take on aging as a sport with Sharky Zartman's new book called, wait for it, Take on Aging as a Sport. Read the book, connect with your inner athletes, make a game plan, discover little-known facts and methods to overcome aging, and discover how to take charge of your health and aging in a positive way. Get your copy of Take on Aging as a Sport by Sharky Zartman at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit agingasasport.com.
Attention, Kmart shoppers. Now you get Kmart on HealthyLife.net. Kmart carries over 70,000 items like Martha Stewart's Everyday Products, Apparel by Jacqueline Smith, Joe Boxer, Route 66, Appliances, Jewelry, and more. Everything you need. Plus, you'll get exciting weekly promotions. Go to HealthyLife.net's homepage and click on Kmart, and then you're there. And you even avoided the crowds.
With a little shark sense, you can improve your life. Shark Sense, a new book by Sharky Zartman, is a book that can teach you survival instincts. It pumps you up to live your life fully, regardless of what life dishes out. Shark Sense, a fast read with tested principles right from the shark's survival traits. You can do anything. Tap into your inner shark and get your copy of Shark Sense right now. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and at sharksense.org.
I love food, and I love to eat. The cooking and cleaning part, not so much. And then I found a link to the chef's catalog on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page, and I was happy to find all sorts of amazing recipes and tips on cooking, in addition to great chef-quality kitchen equipment and savings as well. Now I look forward to my time in the kitchen thanks to chef's catalog on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm Sharky Zartman, and I'm here with Dr. Penelope Zugros. And welcome back, Dr. Zugros.
Yep. Thank you.
Yes. So, this last segment, I know you wrote a book, The Seven Competencies of Financial Success. And I want to know what they are. See if I have any of them. Okay, so we might not get to all seven, but I know, and I know that you have stories that go with them too. So just pick out the ones that you think are the most important, because we might not get to them all.
Well, they are, I would say, all important. And what is unusual about this book is one of the competencies is gifting.
Oh, okay.
Most financial planning books would not cover that. But gifting is one way we connect with each other. And the way a gift, when it really hits someone and the person feels known and cared about because of the gift, whether it's something very, very simple or something expensive, it's a way that we break the isolation of being individuals.
Right.
So gifting, how to do that properly. Growing your money, which we talked about earlier,
right,
is critical. Dreaming, thinking about what else might be. How do I want to live my life? And whether you're 70 or 80 thinking about that, or you're 20, it's still a matter of imagining, because the imagination carries us much more than anything else.
Okay,
then leveraging. Debt is sometimes good. When we use debt for a mortgage, that's a good use of debt.
We'll right.
use debt for college because we really want to learn. That's okay. When we use debt to get a coach to teach us something so we can advance. So there are lots of ways that debt can make sense. Obviously not extensive debt, but properly used, leveraging or using loans is good.
Okay.
Now, another competency is that is really critical is losing. When you lose money, you bought something that sat in the closet and you never wore it. You bought something that you really now wish you had never bought. You lost money on an investment. Does that stick in you? Are you stuck on that idea and therefore, oh, well, I'm never going to do that again? Well, that's not how you deal with loss. You don't deal with that in loss in life generally, or you shouldn't, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
You have to say, okay, there was a loss there. Let's get beyond it. Let's learn from it.
Yeah.
Let's get beyond it.
Yeah, I've done a lot of that.
Yeah. I can understand that. I've looked at life from both sides now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have good songs about that as well. But it is a problem that people get stuck in a pattern and in anger with themselves or their doubt, or somebody else makes them feel down on themselves.
Right.
When it's simply saying, okay, whatever it is, I have to put it in perspective.
Okay.
It's not like losing someone you love.
Mm-hmm.
It's money.
Right.
Yeah, I know I'm a financial planner, and I keep telling people money is not the most important thing. No, it isn't. It's how you live your life.
Right.
So losing is a skill. It's a competency.
Okay.
Paying the bills
Got it.
Is a competency. I had a person years ago who just could not get herself to pay her bills. She had the money. I don't know what the story was. I'm not a therapist, but paying the bills. And then another is valuing the price of everything and not knowing the value of anything. Yeah?
Yeah.
Valuing. What is it that you value? What should you put your money on? What matters? Where does that money go? Does it go in things? Does it go in people? Does it go in education? Does it go in health? Where does it go? Or is it just frivolous? So there are the seven competencies.
I love
A little
things.
Bit unusual, and yet in that book I do teach all the things that a textbook might teach you about financial planning, but it's all in anecdotes, this little mini dramas where the people are actually acting out the stories that we used on the television show that I did. And the stories that people brought me over the years, they're real-life stories.
Oh, cool. You know, the first one, when you talked about gifting, I think that one problem that people have with gifting is that they automatically expect something in return, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't recommend that, right?
Yeah, I think you've got it exactly right, Sharky.
Okay.
It means you just gave it away with no other intention.
Yes.
Other than to see someone smile.
Yes.
Or to solve a problem for them, or to do something for the other person, and to say, I see you. Hope this helps.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, I love these. I think I can do them all, especially the one losing. Okay. I've made some bad choices.
It's in your power that you are your most important financial planner because you handle most of your money. The 15% you might give to your 401k plan is not the whole of your money.
Right.
You give maybe a third to the government, 15% maybe to your retirement plan.
Mm-hmm.
All the rest of the money you're handling.
Mm-hmm.
How good are you at it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, please tell us about your online courses and where we can access them. They sound really cool.
Thank you. Thank you. The newest one is Will I Run Out of Money? Help. And it is a free course. It is a gift. No, nothing that I expect back, no obligation. I just want you to take it, work through it, see the numbers, understand, will you run out of money? If you're in a difficult situation, there's a course correction to be made. And you can find that going to the website wealthychoices.com. Mm-hmm. And the other one is related to the book that I wrote that you mentioned, thank you, Your Home Sweet Home, How to Decide Whether You Should Stay or Move in Retirement. That book has important sections in it that I thought to myself, you know, I don't think people are going to actually do that. They're going to say, it's important, I'll come back for that chapter. And I said, well, the way I want them to do that is take the course, The Retiree's Guide for the Stay, Move Decision, because in that course, I can coach you. You can tell me what the problems are that you're having. I can respond to you. That one is a paid course because it's much more intensive.
Okay.
And I'm giving a lot of time. But it's a way to learn.
Right, right. Well, good for you. Please tell us your website again. We're just about out of time. I want to make sure they have it so that they have all access to everything that you have to offer.
Thank you so much. WealthyChoices.com.
Okay. And can we get your books also on Amazon?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Cool. Thanks so much for joining us today, Penelope. You are just a gift to us right now.
Thank you, Sharky. It is a delight to talk with you and to know that you're working on encouraging people to live with optimism and hope, and that's the most important thing.
Yeah. Well, we're all in this together, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks again for joining us, Penelope. And we'll be back with more Pep Talk and Shark to Heart right after this.
You don't have to be a couch potato when it comes to aging. Now you can take on aging as a sport with Sharky Zartman's new book called, wait for it, Take on Aging as a Sport. Read the book, connect with your inner athletes, make a game plan, discover little-known facts and methods to overcome aging, and discover how to take charge of your health and aging in a positive way. Get your copy of Take on Aging as a Sport by Sharky Zartman at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit agingasasport.com.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to bock. Earphone Solutions. on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
With a little shark sense, you can improve your life. Shark Sense, a new book by Sharky Zartman, is a book that can teach you survival instincts. It pumps you up to live your life fully regardless of what life dishes out. Shark Sense, a fast read with tested principles right from the shark's survival traits. You can do anything. Tap into your inner shark and get your copy of Shark Sense right now. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and at sharksense.org.
If you like to spend your television viewing time learning about some of the things that you may have missed in history class, or if history was your favorite subject, then you should check out the link to the History Channel on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. Order DVD sets by series or by subject matter right from our homepage while you still enjoy your favorite HealthyLife.net show.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
We are back with more Pep Talk, and it's time for Shark to Heart. And I'm really excited that my new book, Win at Aging, is coming out September 15th. And it's actually a new edition of Take on Aging as a Sport, but I decided for the second edition to change the title because everyone wants to win, right? but I still use the athletic approach, which is using sports as a metaphor. And the reason I do that is because I have a lot of experience both as an athlete and a coach, and I learned a lot of principles and developed a lot of characteristics that helped me in a lot of other parts of my life, including my career, my relationships. And now I'm taking that and applying it to the challenges that we have as we age. And so Win at Aging is basically an empowered lifestyle approach to live a vibrant, healthy life at any age. Because I think that's what most of us want, is as long as we're here, we want to be able to enjoy life. We want to be able to learn. We want to be able to share. We want to be able to be with our loved ones. We want to be able to travel. We want to try new experiences. Basically, we want to still enjoy life. But the current paradigm that we have in our society is negative. It's basically aging is an inevitable period of decline. And I hate that because a lot of people are just depressed because of a stupid number. It's just kind of, oh, I'm this old, so I... They use their age for not being able to do what they want to do. And I say that that's BS. And so, also I use a holistic approach. We're not just talking about physical. A lot of times, some of the things that I've seen regarding aging and successful aging have all been about the physical body. And as a health professor for many years, I've always approached health and wellness using a holistic approach. So it's not just the body, it's physical, mental, emotional, social, and spiritual. And so you can't just have one thing. So you've got to delve into all of these things. You have to have balance. And so I've been on about 5 shows last month promoting the book. And one thing that always comes up, because I send these books for them to take a look at before they interview me, is they love what's called the power of rap. I just made this up. It's an acronym for the characteristics that I think are important for you to get your mind on board. You know, you can't just take a physical approach. You can't just exercise and eat healthier, although those two things are huge. You have to get your mind on board. And RAP stands for 3 things. The R stands for resiliency, and I love this part because, you know, with being an athlete, most athletes know that you don't quit, okay? You don't moan and groan if you lose a game. I mean, you just you basically are tougher than that. Okay, you come back. So if you lose something, you learn from it and you come back. So just that, and that was one of the seven competencies of financial success that Dr. Zugros, losing, okay? You learn when you lose. You don't complain and just woe is me and just quit. And so that resiliency is huge. And using an example, if you saw the Rocky movies, I saw them all. And I couldn't believe how he kept getting back up again. Just, you know, obviously, you know, he was tough and never gave up. And so that's one thing that we have to have, that resiliency. I can handle this. I can do this. And I might not always be successful, but I'm always going to try. And, you know, the empowered lifestyle approach is something that we have to do. It's not our doctor's doing for us to be to create wellness in our life. Our doctors treat us when we're sick or injured. If we really want to have a high quality of life as we age, we've got to work at it. It's not going to happen on its own, because traditionally, as we hit a certain age, things do start to decline, like our immune system. That's why we're more at risk for things like COVID, because our immune system starts to decline. Our muscle mass starts to decline as well. And these are just normal things that happen with aging. But we can control these things with our lifestyle. So it's having that awareness to control what we can control, and the things that we can't control, don't worry about them. Okay, so we can't control the past, we can't control other people, we can't control the future. We can control what we do and attitudes. And the A in RAP is for accountability. And we're having a huge problem with accountability in our country these days. Everybody seems to be blaming everybody else for everything. Okay, it's not my fault. It's their fault, or it's because of these situations. And I remember as an athlete, I mean, if you blamed your loss on the coach or the referee or your teammates, and a lot of times that kind of feels okay at the time, but if you do that, you're never going to get better at your sport. It's kind of like, you know, I mean, you're the one that has to make the changes. If you just keep blaming everybody else, nothing's going to change. And I remember I went to this conference once, and this is a hilarious story, but this guy actually did this. It was for fitness trainers and health professors, and all these people were talking about all these supplements and all these gimmicks and everything, and this guy stands up there and he goes, I don't have any of that, but I do have something that works. I remember he was a little tiny guy that was just kind of, you know, had thick glasses and kind of a soft voice. And he goes, have your client stand in front of a mirror with no clothes on, take a good look and say, I am responsible for this. And I am the only one that can fix it. And I thought, wow, that's powerful. Nobody else liked him, though. I think people were throwing their protein bars at him. But I thought, yeah, that's accountability. And we need to have more of that, especially nowadays when, you know, basically a lot of the things with aging are making poor choices. And the P is for passion and purpose. Having a reason to get up every morning, being excited about life, and just it's huge. I think a lot of people just focus on what they can't do. Well, there's a lot you can do, and there's so many beautiful things in life that we can still appreciate it. We are the lucky ones to be able to age. Look at all the people that didn't make it. And so I really do believe that aging is a challenge. I'm not trying to minimize it. But it's also an opportunity to finally do maybe the things that we want to do, not what we have to do. and a privilege. Again, we are the lucky ones. We've been given the gift of time. And so I hope you check it out. It's up on Amazon, Win It Aging. It's up for pre-order. If anybody pre-orders it, just send me a copy of the receipt, and I'll send you a free copy of Shark Sense, Getting in Touch with Your Inner Shark. So, yeah, just email me, sharkyzartman@gmail.com, and I'll get that out to you as soon as I can. And we'll be back to wrap it up next.
You don't have to be a couch potato when it comes to aging. Now you can take on aging as a sport with Sharky Zartman's new book called, wait for it, Take on Aging as a Sport. Read the book, connect with your inner athletes, make a game plan, discover little-known facts and methods to overcome aging, and discover how to take charge of your health and aging in a positive way. Get your copy of Take on Aging as a Sport by Sharky Zartman at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit agingasasport.com.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books, or even an e-book, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Pep it up with positive energy power right here on HealthyLife.net.
Hey, thanks for joining us today on Pep Talk, and to my wonderful guest, Dr. Penelope Zoo Gross. Until next time, I'm Sharky Zartman, and here's to your inner shark.